This agricultural programming is a production of Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Agribull's Eric Snodgrass is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. It's been a unique week across the whole of the country. Eric, can you give me your assessment?
Well, Todd, I'll tell you something. This was one of those weeks where, as a meteorologist, I didn't get much sleep. The pattern was so active and so many kind of major things were going on that it was just a lot to keep an eye on. And of course, we had Hurricane Michael. Michael went very quickly from the Florida Panhandle, where it was just 1 mile an hour short of being a Category 5, and then it raced up toward the East Coast, dumping a lot of rain on places that really didn't need it. I'm thinking of those cotton and peanut fields down there in Georgia and South Carolina, and then up into North Carolina, the corn and soybean fields in those two states, North and South Carolina, did not need any more rainfall given the flooding we had from Florence. So the Southeast has really taken a beating, but what kicked Michael out was the front that passed through us, and we had a pretty dramatic swing in temperatures throughout this week. And that drop in temperatures that we saw here in Illinois finally gave us our first frost all the way down here to the middle part of the state. And that first frost of the season, that's actually right about on time. Our normal time is around the middle of October to have our first frost. But certainly we woke up this morning and saw those chilly temperatures. It was a reminder that fall is actually here because the start of the month of October has been very, very warm. Okay, so that overall pattern shift is going to hang around for at least the rest of the next 7 days or so. What I mean by that is that we dislodged the trough that was sitting out there over the West United States, and it's now occupying the central states. And what's going to happen is we're going to have a couple of lobes of vorticity. These are little short waves in the flow of the atmosphere. They're going to come through and give us a couple of chances of precipitation in the next couple days. But after that, things dry down. Now, it'll be interesting to see throughout the day on Friday if we actually get a little bit of snow. Yep, a little bit of the white stuff mixing in with the rain that's going to spread across the state of Illinois today. And as that system kind of rolls through, it looks as though we might have cool enough temperatures to see some of that snow north of Interstate 72, really north of Interstate 74, but we might see a little bit of it. I'm not talking about an accumulating snow that causes a lot of problems, but a little bit of snow kind of coming through with this system that we're having today. Then, looks like Saturday, high pressure is going to dominate, but by Sunday, I'm watching a system that's going to be coming out of Colorado, and it's going to be actually deep enough and cold enough to be bringing snow to Kansas. Now, Kansas has been in feast or famine this entire growing season. They've either been really, really dry to start, really, really hot in the middle part of the growing season, and then it's just been a deluge of rain for the last several days, and now they've got snow coming in. But after that system moves through us on Monday, not bringing us snow, but bringing us some rain, some widely scattered rain, I think we're going to have several days that follow that where things are going to be relatively dry. So, if we put all that back into our temperature forecast, while we're going to stay cool in the near term, we will be moderating some. And the reason why that's going to happen is after that trough was moved out of the west and over toward the Midwest, that's allowed for a ridge to begin to develop along the West United States and Western Canada. And the forecast models want to let that ridge kind of expand a bit east. And so as we watch it evolve throughout the rest of October, even through a big chunk of November, there are some hints that we're going to be moderating back more toward what you would consider more normal temperatures. Now, there will still be major, you know, fluctuations day to day in the weather, but this is at least a signal that we're not stuck in this deep cold for a long time. So that's our short-term forecast for us, and I'd be interesting to see throughout the day on Friday if we are able to mix in some of that white stuff in here into central Illinois. Okay, if I turn my attention now to South America, what are we watching? Well, over the next 15 days or so, Brazil's eastern growing region, so I'm thinking about Goiás, Tocantins, you know, this region, are finally going to be seeing some of the wetter conditions. They need this to get the soil moisture up so that they can plant. Mato Grosso got off to a pretty decent start this year, which again is their biggest producing state down there in Brazil, but they're looking at a little bit drier than average conditions over the next 15 days. But this isn't much of a scare in terms of getting that soybean planted and getting it germinated. Southern Brazil has been very wet. Paraguay been very wet. Uruguay wet. But I'm talking about Paraná and Rio Grande do Sul. Those two locations quite wet to get the season started. Argentina's been a bit of a different story. And I've been noticing that it has been dry in pockets, but I was always curious, do those drier pockets line up with, you know, Argentina's major corn planting locations? And the answer right now is yeah, for early corn. This is the early planted corn. So they're a little bit behind. They would normally be nearly done with planting for that early corn, but instead they're only between about 50 and 70% of the way there. And they want to get it in as fast as they can so that they can avoid some of the later season heat stress. And so there is a sign of some issues in Argentina, but when we look longer term, When we look longer term, we don't expect Argentina to have major drought conditions this year, and that's because the weak El Nino that's developing tends to allow them to have normal seasonal rainfalls or even be wetter than average. So as we progress throughout the season, Argentina's not right now one of the places I'm concerned about. If I had to place any concern in Brazil, it's that typically with an El Nino, we have drier risks in Brazil's northern growing regions. But with a weak one, it's always hard to use that as a forecasting metric looking longer term. That's why every week we're just going to keep giving us updates here on what's going on in South America.
Well, that's fantastic and just what we want, Eric. Hey, thanks so much for being with us. That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.